Welcome. This is the Daniel Board of Appeals training meeting. We're meeting in the Daniel Town office at 3500 South Highway 40, Unit A, in our conference room. Today is Tuesday, November 4th, 2025, and it is 6 p.m. And we do have every member of the Daniel Board of Appeals that have been appointed by the Town Council. We're also accompanied by our planning director, Eric Bunker, and I'm Mary Duggan. I am the planning secretary at the moment and also serving as the Daniel deputy recorder for the time being. Tonight we are going to have a training session, and we'd like to start off with welcoming everybody. I thank you all for coming. I promise that we'll try to keep this as short as possible. It's a refresher course for most of us. We do have to swear a few people in, and I would like to have Jordan, you've already been sworn in.
Yes,
and Dave, you've already been sworn in, but we do have some members that have not. So I'm going to pass these oaths out to our new members that have not been sworn in. And if you'll stand with me, please, and just raise your right hand, and you'll read this off with your name. And then you can swear or affirm either one. Okay, Let's go. I
Stephanie Grady,
Ryan Simpson,
do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State. And then I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Thank you so much.
And I will discharge the duties of this office with fidelity.
Very good. Thank you so much. And so I will make sure that these are all taken care of. You are now official members of the board, being duly sworn in by the clerk recorder's office. So thank you. That's one of those things that's required by our code, and so we'll set that aside. That's taken care of. And I've also included in here a list of your names, addresses, and phone numbers, emails. If there is something that needs to be corrected, please let me know after the meeting, because I prefer not to have that on the record. We don't like to give out your names or your contact information, because it's not a good idea for anybody to actually contact you. If you're serving on a hearing, you would not be available to discuss the hearing ahead of time. Everybody understand that? So we do try to protect your privacy as far as that's concerned. If there is a mistake on this sheet, though, please let me know so that I have all your contact information. Okay, so let's move on to the annual open and public meeting training. This is something that is required by the state. Every body of every public entity is covered by the Open and Public Meeting Act. It's an annual training that we are required to do. This is the same training that we did for the Planning Commission and also for the Town Council. If you don't mind, I'm just going to read through this briefly so that we have it on the record. A public body consisting of two or more people that expends or disburses public funds or is supported by tax revenue and is vested with authority to make decisions regarding the public's business is subject to this act. This does not include a chance gathering where no public funds or formal action is taken, but if a quorum is present, you should be on the safe side and publicly notice the meeting. And this meeting was publicly noticed. Notice must be given at least 24 hours in advance. The agenda must include the date, time, and place of the meeting. An annual notice of regular meetings must be published. And we don't meet on a regular basis, so you won't see that. But the Town Council and the Planning Commission, we do publish that. And written minutes and recordings of all meetings must be given to the public. And we do have those. We will have them posted on the internet. It's required to be done. Minutes must include the date, time and place of the meeting, the names of members present and absent, the substance of all matters discussed, a record of each vote taken, the name of each person who testifies or comments on each item on the agenda, and anything else that a member requests to be entered. Minutes are retained permanently under GRAMA. GRAMA is the Government Records Access Management Act, and so we have all these documents that will be available to the public if they so request that. Minutes and recordings are public and must be made available to the public. pending minutes, that's minutes that haven't been approved yet, must be made available to the public within 30 days of the meeting. Approved minutes must be available to the public 3 days after approval. Closed meetings are allowed for discussions of character, competence, or mental health of an individual, collective bargaining, pending or imminent litigation, purchase of real property, security systems, criminal misconduct, investigations, and certain procurement discussions. The BOA, the Board of Appeals, or the Planning Commission should not hold a closed meeting unless it is meeting with the town attorney. Electronic meetings are allowed if the entity has passed an ordinance to allow it. We do not do that. Daniel has passed this ordinance. That's so that you could call in and participate if you could not be present at the physical meeting. But we are not doing Zoom meetings or, you know, and Teams or any of that. There must be proper notice and at least one person at the anchor location for the vote to hold. Everything. Absolutely everything is subject to grammar, including texts received during a meeting, so please be careful in what you say and how you say it and to whom you say it. And so down at the bottom, don't forget that you should not discuss an application coming before the BOA with the applicant outside of an open and public meeting. All deliberations are public, and if someone approaches you outside of the meeting, you should politely decline to discuss the issue. Sometimes that's hard to do, and you may want to disclose a conversation or recuse yourself from the discussion and vote taken on that issue if you think you need to do so. Any questions about any of that? Super. Very good. So I would like to move on, and the next page in your binder is a welcome to the Town of Daniel Board of Appeals. I'm not going to read through that tonight because that is just, there's some comments that I've taken liberally from the training book that I had, and it's just good information for you to have, but it's, like I say, a refresher tonight. So I would like to move on to the next page, which is our bylaws for the Town of Daniel Board of Appeals. And again, let's read through some of this. The authority that we have for this body, in fact, we're required to have it, is from the LUDMA. It's Land Use Development and Management Act. That's a state code, 10-9A, 701 and following. And our Daniel Municipal Code, Title II, which requires the Town of Daniel to establish an appeal authority to hear and decide requests for variances, appeals from land use decisions applying land use ordinances, and appeals from certain fees. That's if we did a permit fee and somebody felt that that was too much money for what they were receiving, they could appeal to us, and this board would be hearing that. The code allows the entity to adopt policies and procedures for the conduct of its meetings, the processing of applications, and for other purposes considered necessary for the functioning of the board. So, the board shall interpret and comply with all requirements set forth in the Land Use Development and Management Act, that's the LUDMA. Part 7 applies specifically to appeal authority and variances. Okay, so let's move on to the officers' terms and duties. The board consists of 5 members with alternating terms for 2 members and then for 3 members. The terms shall be for 4 years, and the members shall be chosen from candidates applying for consideration by filing a resume with the clerk recorder for the town by November 15th. Candidates must have been a resident of the town for at least 1 year immediately before the date of appointment, a registered voter in Daniel, and must not have been convicted of a felony. The mayor, with the advice and consent of the town council, will then choose from the applicants to fill vacancies within the Board of Appeals. These are strictly volunteer positions and members serve without compensation. Members shall be administered the oath of office by the clerk recorder following appointment, but before taking part in the consideration of any matter. In the event that a member moves from the municipal area, that board member shall be deemed to have resigned from the board, and that position shall be deemed to have become vacant. The clerk recorder will give public notice to allow for applications to be submitted for filling that vacancy. Any member may be removed from office for cause after a motion to remove for cause with a majority vote from that board. Each calendar year, the board will elect a chair and vice chair to serve from January 1st to January 1st, or until the board meets and elects the replacements. Now we have some ethical considerations. Members shall, upon appointment and annually, disclose to the Daniel Town Council if they are an owner of a business entity subject to the regulation of Town of Daniel. We're now requiring that everyone give us a financial disclosure, all of the appointed board members and elected officials. Our elected officials have already done so, and Mr. Bucker has already done his too. But everyone else will have to do that, okay? And I'll bring those before we have our meeting. No member shall act or vote on any matter in which he or she has a direct financial interest, in which the applicant may be related by blood or marriage, which involve a conflict of interest, or which the member cannot fairly and impartially act or vote on any matter before the board. So if you have a problem with a conflict, you would want to declare that prior to the meeting. You may not want to participate, or you may want to recuse yourself. That doesn't mean you don't have to vote. I mean, you can also vote if you feel that your conflict is not so much that you can't be unbiased. That makes sense? Mm-hmm. But if you do have a conflict and the applicant realizes that, that can cause a big problem. So you do have to disclose that. No member shall use his or her position to secure special privileges for him or herself or others, nor disclose or use confidential information. No member shall receive, accept, take, seek, or solicit a gift from an applicant, nor shall a member consult with an applicant prior to consideration of an application prior to the meeting. So again, you can't talk issues over with the applicants prior to your public meeting. If a member is present at a meeting at which he or she has a conflict, he or she shall publicly disclose the conflict. And if the member believes that he or she cannot be impartial, he will recuse him or herself from judgment on that particular matter. If there's a dispute as to whether a conflict of interest exists, it shall be resolved by the chair of the board. A secretary shall be named to verify that proper noticing has been made, keep the minutes of the proceedings, ensure all members of the board receive materials pertinent to the meetings at least 7 days prior to the scheduled meetings, and to perform such other duties as may be required. And so that is myself at this point. At some point, I hope that we will have someone that replaces me, and I'll move along to something else. But right now, that's my function. Then we move to the meeting section. The hearings will be scheduled as required by the chair, dependent on the availability of a quorum attendance. So we have to have at least three of you present to have a quorum. But with every intention of prompt attention and due process to the applicant's request or complaint, proper noticing of a meeting will be observed to comply with the Utah State Code, and meetings will comply with the Open and Public Meeting Act. A quorum will be three members or more in attendance. A member participating in a meeting telephonically or through video conferencing is considered part of the quorum and may make motions, seconds, and vote. Any member may make a motion. That includes the chair. A proper motion followed by a second will pass if a majority of the members present vote yes, but in every case, the motion must receive at least three votes to pass. A tie vote, 2-2, will fail. A lack of a second will also result in a failed motion. The chair will vote. So if you have a quorum of three, all of you have to vote the same in order for the motion to pass. Clear? The chair should make every effort to move the meeting along in a timely manner while making sure that the applicant is fairly and adequately heard, but the chair should be on alert for redundant points or arguments. And you can imagine how some meetings can repeat. So the chair would want to say, okay, do you have another point? Let's move along. Agendas and documents. All matters presented to the board for consideration shall be accompanied by a staff report detailing the overview, background, analysis, and staff recommendations, which shall include findings of fact and conditions for approval or denial, if any. And of course, Mr. Bunker is the one probably that will be doing that. Probably. He may delegate that to someone else too, but normally I believe he would be. Staff report shall address the portion of the Daniel Municipal Code, the Utah Code, and supply the text of the code that is applicable to the applicant's request. Staff report should be as concise as possible while allowing for adequate coverage of the subject matter and shall be made available to the applicant. The applicant may submit a response to the staff report with supporting documentation of his or her argument, but no new arguments will be accepted at the scheduled board meeting. A complete application must be received prior to scheduling of a Board of Appeals hearing. The board chair will be responsible for scheduling the Board of Appeals hearing based in part on the availability of the quorum. Once the documentation is received, the secretary will see that a complete copy of agenda and a documentation submitted by planning, the applicant, and any other interested parties are delivered to the board members. All of you would receive your own copy attending the meeting at least 7 days prior to the scheduled meeting. So we need the time to get all the information together and get it duplicated and get it back to you so that you have a chance at least 7 days to review all the materials. So you're coming into the meeting having already heard what our arguments are and what the applicant's arguments are. So you're not coming in cold. You have all this information, and we'll be giving you the code and anything else that we can conceive will help you make a decision. It also gives you an opportunity, if you see something in there that you don't understand, you can ask questions about it. But if you do have questions, what we would ask you to do is to email those questions to me. We will circulate that to everyone. If I need to get additional information, I will make sure that everybody gets the same information. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So I won't just respond to Dave or to Ryan or to Steph. You know, I would be responding to everybody. This is the question, and this is the answer that we have for that. In the meetings, the following procedure will normally be observed, but may be rearranged by the chair as necessary or practical. Welcome and introducing the item that's on the agenda. The staff presentation with his recommendation, and then you could have the chance to ask questions of Mr. Bunker or whoever else is presenting. Then the applicant could present, responding to what Mr. Bunker has said, and you know, giving their side of the story. You again ask questions if you have any, and then we have a rebuttal opportunity. If this applicant has said something that the town disagrees with, we have an opportunity to rebut that. And then they have a final opportunity to rebut anything. So it's almost like a debate. Okay? And that's normally how it would go. But again, if the chair decides that this isn't working very well, there's some leeway there with anything. The chair is in charge of the meeting. Okay? Then we would have, if there's other people present that are interested in what is going on, what the application is about, they have an opportunity to also offer comment. These are interested parties. They may be neighbors, they may be friends, they may, whatever. You know, you didn't do that for me. How come you could do something like that for them? Those kinds of things. A lot of it may be public clamor. Are you familiar with that term, public clamor? It's where people just come and complain. Well, guess what? You can listen to it, and you should listen to it, but you cannot let that sway your decision. Public clamor is gossip as far as, you know, this is concerned. You're bound by the codes, the law, and how we do our business. At the end, after everyone has commented, both in favor and against, you have a board discussion. That's necessary. You have to have a discussion. You'll have a motion, you'll have a second, you can have more discussion if you like, if there's need to ask more questions or anything, that you can take that opportunity, and it ends with a vote. Anybody have any questions about anything yet? And the next part then is about the minutes and records, and I'm not going to read through that because that involves me mostly, but I will point out that when you're doing these meetings, it's really important that we get the facts on the record, that we have an honest discussion, bringing up everything that you can think of. And then when you do take a vote, it has to be supported by evidence that you've already talked about. Okay? It has to be, you're actually being a judge and jury. This is what you're doing. It's quasi-judicial, is what they call it. And the reason people are coming to you is because they feel that they've been treated unfairly. I will tell you right now that the town and its employees do our very best to try to make sure that we are doing things the right way. But others may not agree with that. And they may not like what the decision has been. But we do have to follow the code. We do follow the code. And but we allow people the due process of letting them come. You won't be hearing anything really that the town council will be deciding unless it's an administrative decision. This body only hears administrative decisions, not legislative decisions. Like if the town council decides, or we had an instance where we had an application for the town council to adopt the commercial condo code, and the town council declined to adopt that. That would be something that's only handled by the town council. And if the applicant for that was disappointed, then the next step would be for them to take it to the 4th District Court. We would not hear that here. But an administrative decision, for instance, a person has applied to get a building permit and it's been declined. No, we can't issue that permit. Well, there's a reason that we wouldn't issue that permit, but they may feel that it's not fair, that maybe the code wasn't interpreted properly, or they just didn't like the decision. It doesn't matter. I mean, but they can still apply to you to have you listen, and now they will tell you why they feel like they're entitled to it. But guess what? You may feel sympathetic, but you cannot grant something that isn't supported by the code. Understand that? Okay, we are bound by our rules. I know. Okay, so these bylaws may be amended at any properly noticed meeting of the board and may go into effect upon approval by the Daniel Town Council. So you can change these bylaws if you feel that you need to do that, if there's something there that we need to change. So at this point, did anybody want to talk about any of these things in the bylaws? No? Okay. I wonder if we'd be feeling comfortable electing a chair and a vice chair at this point. This is something I'd sure like to see happen before we actually get into the meeting, because if we have two hearings, it's going to be busy. That'll be a lot of information that you'll have to take in. Okay, so Dave was the vice chair. Our chair has moved on to the Planning Commission. How would you feel about serving as the chair?
Sure, I guess.
You get my vote.
Jordan, how about you?
How about me what?
Would you like to be the vice chair?
I would be all right with that if others are okay with that.
You got my vote.
Okay. I'm for both of them.
Could we have a motion, please?
I make a motion that Dave's the chair and Jordan is the vice chair, right?
Very good. Could I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Let's vote, please. And we need a roll call vote.
Stephanie Grady, aye.
Adam Knight, aye.
David Hilton, aye.
Jordan Woodbury, aye.
Ryan Simpson, aye.
Thank you so much. So we have a chair and a vice chair now. That's great. We got that business taken care of. All righty. So that's pretty much what I wanted to talk to you about tonight. Like I say, we do have these two hearings that are coming up. We're not going to be talking about those issues tonight. That's something that will come up later. And as we get closer to the actual hearings, I will be talking with the chair and the vice chair about some additional information about how to conduct the meeting and make a motion and that kind of thing. And we'll be providing documentation to you as well. If you have any questions at all, now's the time that I'd like to field those if I can.
Yeah,
Mr. Bunker, do you have anything you want to say?
Oh, good training.
Thank you. Well, it was pretty fast. I promised it would be quick. I just wanted to get these, like I say, these housekeeping things done. We did this in our last meeting. We met in July of 23. Mm-hmm. So we don't meet very often. And that's the good news. That's the real good news. And I think that's because the town does their very best to keep us out of trouble. But occasionally we do have things that, you know, we have to address. Now, I want you to understand how important a job this is, because this is basically, this board is the last stage, the last step before a person who has a disagreement with the town goes to court. And after they come to you and have their hearing, there's due process, and we will make every opportunity to make sure that they feel that they're getting treated fairly and legally and courteously and civilly in every way. But once they leave with a decision that they're not happy with, we will be sending them a written decision, and then they have 30 days to appeal to the district court if they want to take it that far. So you can see why this is important. We'd like to do the right thing, but sometimes you can't stop it. Sometimes people do go on to court. And, you know, you will have done your job, you will have done everything just right, and yet they still have the right to take it to court. And we would then have to go and defend the decision. And what this court will do then is look at what we call procedure. Let me call it procedure. And that's why I say these minutes will have to be very detailed, and they have to have evidence in there. It can't be what they call arbitrary and capricious. It's like, oh, you know, you're my neighbor and I like you. I mean, I'm going to just go ahead and vote for you because, nope, that doesn't work. Sometimes you have to say no even to your neighbor. But the judge will look at the procedure that was followed, whether the issue is legal. And sometimes that's just it. You know, I mean, these are things we cannot do. The code will not allow us to do it. And I'm really, really sorry. But it is that. And then the judge should support us on that. But the judge is the judge.
So ultimately, we're just making sure the planning committee, right? Or the council.
Not the council, necessarily, but the planning commission or the planning department, mostly.
Did their job correctly.
That's right. Yeah. You've got it.
And me in particular, because I'm considered staff, so to make sure that I've done my job correctly, which I wouldn't be offended if I didn't do it and you pointed that out. Because that's what I try to do, is my job correctly. So,
of course you do. And there are times when, you know, that people just interpret the code differently. And we are bound to interpret the code to the benefit of the applicant. Correct?
Yeah, there's a tie that goes to the applicant.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. So if it's an ambiguous, oh, okay, well, yeah, I can see how that works. Mm-hmm. But again, the code's the important thing. We're bound by the laws, we're bound by the regulations that we have been given. And the town council makes the rules. So, again, you won't probably hear anything that the town council has decided, because generally they are a legislative body, but occasionally they do an administrative decision. And that would then come to this body if it's an administrative decision. Questions? I really appreciate this, folks.
You said there was like a financial disclosure or something that you need to...
Yes, and I don't have those for you tonight, okay. But okay. I will make sure you get it. Yeah. I will...
Will you just explain it? Because it means different stuff to these two than it does to him.
Right.
For sure.
The state legislature has now decided, and it's a good thing. I mean, I tell you, the state of Utah likes to be transparent. Mm-hmm. And they want to make sure that everybody is using their brains and not their pocketbooks. And so we want to make sure that you're doing, you know, if you have a business, you'll have to just disclose, I have this business. And you may have a conflict with a client or whatever. I know we do have some people here that are business people, and you may have, you know, feelings about this client or that client that wants to come and ask you for something. So you may want to, but when we fill out that disclosure statement, you list your business and if you have a family member that works for the town or whatever, you'll have to disclose those kinds of things. Does that explain it enough?
Yeah, so it's, and when these guys hear that, it's like they apply that towards their license and they're thinking they have to get a net worth, and it's
no,
not
no,
that.
No, 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 it's no, just, no, no,
exactly
no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, it's simple, it's just if you're making money.
Anything about the applicant until we get the paperwork, like 7 days before, to where whether we need to recuse ourselves or...
Well, I still think you should read the information.
Sure.
And if you can be impartial, I think you should participate.
Right.
But if you don't, if you feel like you can't be impartial and unbiased, then definitely you should not even be in the meeting. At least that would be my decision if I were on the board.
Right.
Okay?
And so the law speaks to your disclosure. You have to disclose it. It doesn't say whether you can vote or not. That's up to you to decide. But you have to disclose it by law. But whether you vote or not, that's your decision.
That's true. That's true.
Right.
That's the way the law reads.
Yeah.
But I would say err on the side of caution. Mm. Because, you know, it's all about appearances as well. It's not just actual conflict. It's about an appearance of conflict as well. And we do have some issues with that sometimes. Because we're a small community and we're tight-knit.
Right.
And we know a lot of people. You know how it goes. It's hard. It's really hard. And, you know, like I say, it's difficult to say no to your friends and your neighbors. It is. But the rules are the rules. And until
as long as you can back it up by codes. And
there it is.
That's exactly right.
That's what I tell everybody. Here it is. You read it. What does it say?
We have to do the right thing. I know. We have to do the right thing. So, again, I really appreciate your coming tonight.
As long as two of us recused ourselves or whatever, we're still mm-hmm. good, correct?
We need three.
Yeah.
We need three, and again...
But then we all need to vote the same.
That's right.
It's only 6:30. Hey, I'm doing good here. Does anybody have anything else they want to add to this?
No, so you'll email us that financial thing or print it?
I can do that. I will. Yep, I'll have to get the form. The state has a form,
okay.
And I'll have to dig that up. We just had the election today, you know, and of course we didn't have an election because we only had four candidates for our four offices. But everyone now, anybody that has any, pretty much any responsibility with the town will have to do this on an annual basis. And we have to keep track of it. Our office has to keep track of everything. So it's a good thing. It's just more paperwork. But it's not a bad thing. Won't be held against you in any way. Okay? I think that was it. Let me know. I will send out an email about the dates that I think we could meet. I'll need to find out about the meeting room. And you let me know if that works for you. And once we figure that out, then I will then talk to our applicants and find out what works for them. We, you know, all of these bodies coming together all at the same time. Sometimes it's really hard, and that's why we have to make sure we're going to have a quorum. Hunting season's over, right?
For some people.
Okay.
That's what I thought you'd be.
Mine starts Friday morning.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, we'll do our best here. But, I will be starting to pull things together here now that we have met, and we now have a chair and a vice chair. If you have any questions, email me and let me know. If we have everybody getting the same information, then I think we'll be great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, Mary.
Sounds good, yeah.
Yes.
Thanks,
Mary. You're welcome.
That was very good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all for stepping up.
Amen to that.
Yes.
We do appreciate it so much. And we are going to probably have some seats on the Planning Commission coming up if anybody would like to, you know, step into that role maybe.
Get you off the Board of Adjustments.
Hopefully we won't be meeting.
We only meet once.
That's true. This is a better job.
Okay. So shall we adjourn here? Motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Thank you. And let's vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And we are adjourned.